I mean, it still feels pretty fresh, pretty bad. Just got out late.
So does last night erase a lot of the good things?
No, it doesn't erase it, but we don't feel good about the way that we played and things like that. And it was such a great opportunity to get to where we wanted to get. But yeah, we're going to learn from it and go back to work and try to be the best player we can be.
You know, this team is a pretty special group, so it's disappointing to lose, but we're going to try to figure out every possible way how we can improve, try to take this thing to another level.
That was just the start point of something good for the organization. We got great guys, and this team, you know, got a high ceiling, and it's going to go as high as we wanted to go. So, you know, this offseason is going to determine everything.
The Vikings are moving out of Winter Park and into their new facility.
Yeah, it's been a process of been over 12 months in the planning. And it's been one of those things that's been a long time coming and a lot of work gone into it. And now that we're right there, it's fun to get over there and start seeing the new building. And then as everything's coming in with new furniture and everything's getting in, putting in place, it's exciting, yeah.
You know, the way we look at it, we're taking on another family. The relationship, the memories that we have here, Eden Prairie will always have a special place in the Minnesota Vikings' hearts, and hopefully the same with them. You know, I get goosebumps even really thinking about all the memories. So I really love Winter Park. We have some phenomenal memories, and the only thing that we're missing here is the Lombardi Trophy. So that's one thing I'm excited about going to Eagan, that one day we'll be able to put a Lombardi Trophy in the lobby.
Desk.
This is Max Winter's desk.
Really?
It is.
Hey, Max.
So we can move anything you want, but I thought I'd put it up.
Good job. You're putting this stuff up.
When we built this paneling, I made sure that these were wide enough apart that we could put your turkey in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
I am serious. I came in and I said it needs to be at least 21 inches wide because I have to put a turkey there.
Yeah.
And they said, a what? And I said, just do it.
When the guys get to this building, for some of them for the first time, what do you think they're going to like about it?
I think they'll like everything. Everybody that's been in here is amazed at how big and nice it is. And, you know, I'll probably remind them that this building will not win any games for us. We're going to have to go in and work. And, you know, hopefully it's not like Rocky where we have to go in back into the old gym and get down and dirty.
Yeah, it's a little different for us guys that have been here. But it's, you know, we couldn't ask for more, and we're excited to really get things done in this building and make use of all the great tools that we have here.
You know, we spared no expense in the support that we've got from top down, from ownership to Rick, to Coach Zim, and in regards to doing what is best. A lot of thought was put into how to best prepare the players, and so they'll benefit from being here, period.
The players are going to love it. It's great for them to have the space to kick back and be around the fireplace, around the TV. But I think when you're trying to bring guys in to recruit them to come here, it's going to impress every one of them. I mean, there's certainly a wow factor.
The Wolf family, again, just showing their commitment to provide us the best opportunity to have the most success. And this is just another example of that. And I can't wait till we start getting our own players in there. But also when we start free agency and we start draft and we start bringing some potential future Minnesota Vikings here, it's going to have a major impact, I think, on their decision.